So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hey guys, today we're going to talk about what is missing in the calorie theory. So every so often you'll hear an individual parrot back this concept of weight loss is merely a matter of balancing your calories. It's a matter of calories in equals calories out. Taking in more calories than you're using, you're going to gain weight. If you exercise or add exertion, you'll lose the calories, okay? But how do you explain this skinny guy that eats like a horse and never gains any weight? Or the overweight person that goes on a 500 calorie diet, is exercising every day, and they're not losing even a 1 pound. So what's missing in this concept is this, the hormonal effect over your macros, over carbohydrates, fats, and protein. Different macros respond to hormones differently. And that right there explains that there is a huge difference in how the body responds to calories. Okay, the main hormone that we're going to talk about is insulin. Okay, insulin is the dominating hormone that determines whether you're going to store or use your fat, okay, or stored glucose. So if insulin is high, you're going to use glucose as your primary fuel. And if insulin is low, you're going to use ketones, which is the byproduct of fat burning. Now, what's interesting about a ketone is that ketones stimulate metabolism. Too much insulin will slow your metabolism. And when your body is actually burning fat because there's low insulin, and some of this is turning into ketones, you're going to be peeing out some of this ketone and breathing out some of this ketone. So basically what you're doing is you're releasing and breathing out small chunks of fat, okay? Now this is wasted and it's not dependent upon exertion or exercise. It's just extra fat that is wasted because a lot of times people don't account for the wasted calories through ketones, through your urine and your breath. In fact, when you're into ketosis, you have a wasting factor 5 to 20x. So there's a lot of wasted fat that you don't even have to do anything about. It's just coming out of your breath and it's coming out of your urine. So I just wanted to point out this one little variable that goes well beyond just the calories in, calories out theory. Thanks for watching. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.